everyone. There's only so much time in the day. That's why we edited this Vermont Edition podcast for brevity. I know you'll thank us.
Most museums had to physically close when the pandemic hit Vermont last March, including the Fairbanks Museum and Planetarium in St. Johnsbury. While its doors have been closed, it's been offering online classes, lessons, weather lore, and more. Now, a year later, it's hoping to reopen its doors to the public this summer. Joining us to talk a little bit more about that is Adam Kane, Executive Director of the Fairbanks. Adam, nice to have you back.
Jane, it's great to be with you.
So, you know, a lot of museums closed, as we mentioned, but a lot of them then reopened pretty soon after things started easing up, and certainly by the summer and fall. Not all of them, certainly, but many did. The Fairbanks didn't?
Oh, no, we did. Yeah, we were closed for 2 months, but then we reopened in July and have been opened ever since, with the exception of we closed for 2 months this winter to update exhibits and frankly, so give ourselves a little bit of a breather from the pandemic.
Yeah, what was needed when it comes to a breather?
Well, you know, for institutions like the Fairbanks Museum, and I think it's fair to say for most cultural organizations, this has been so stressful. So, it's been such a bumpy year that to be able to take a little bit of time and close your doors to the public, and for us, that means updating exhibits and really making the museum be everything we want it to be, you know, that is just a really helpful thing to be able to do all around.
And does it cost you? I mean, certainly when you think about already, you probably had significantly lowered revenue from having to close, but then from having to deal with capacity limits and the fact that many people just aren't comfortable and aren't visiting cultural locations. So was this kind of not ideal in terms of your revenue stream, but ideal in terms of a time that you could close and do some of the work that perhaps you'd been needing to do for a while?
Well, I'm hard-pressed to think about anything that's ideal from this last year, to be honest with you. It is the best time of year for us because those January and February are the slowest time of year for certain. But it has been admissions are so much lower than they have been historically that it does make it a little bit easier to close and to not have that revenue, unfortunately.
Is the Fairbanks going to be okay as we move out of the pandemic, we hope?
We are going to be okay. And there are, for what has been a tremendously bumpy year, there's just been a really moving and tremendous amount of support that has gone into institutions like ours. So we've had two PPP loans. We got support from the state, and then our donors and members were generous to an extent they never have been before. So we just saw a real groundswell of help that came from all corners to make sure we make it through. So that's not to say it hasn't been stressful and really hard, and we have had to cut back on staff and really trim our costs in every possible place we could. But There's no doubt that the Fairbanks Museum will make it through.
And how are you appealing to people to come back this summer and to see what's new, but also to just come back? You know, what are you, other than just saying, hey, we're here, you loved us before, you're going to love us again, right? You know, what do you do to draw people in?
Well, some of this is out of our control. The first is for everybody to get vaccinated, right?
Right.
That's key. Beyond that, we have a whole array of safety protocols in terms of, requiring masks and distancing, contact tracing, et cetera, and capacity limits to make sure when you visit the Fairbanks Museum, even now before the majority of folks are vaccinated, it is a safe experience. And it's only going to get safer as the health conditions improve.
And what is the work that you've been doing? You know, what is going to be new to people who maybe last visited the Fairbanks Museum and Planetarium in 2019? And when they come in 2021 or 2022, there are some exciting new things.
Oh, there are. So the Fairbanks Museum is a never-ending project because we have this amazing Cabinet of Curiosities Museum gifted to us in 1891. And With that, the grandeur of the museum's main hall comes a very large number of exhibits that go out of date. So we're continually updating exhibits. This year we did replaced a 63-foot case that was all birds from North America and other parts of the world with a whole different slate of different types of species. We have an exhibit on shells and X-rays of those shells, an exhibit on Arctic animals as well. And then as we get into the summer, we're going to be building a new addition onto the Fairbanks Museum, our first addition since 1895, so we're pretty excited about that. And we'll also have our native butterfly house will reopen in June. So
it sounds cool. It does sound like people are going to want to come visit. Is there anything that you are going to bring with you post-pandemic that you discovered during the pandemic in terms of virtual programming or other ways to support the community besides physical connection?
Oh, without a doubt. So our school programs, we have 12,000 school kids a year through the Fairbanks Museum historically. That went away overnight, and so we had to transition to virtual programs, which came with all sorts of obstacles, but it also removed the problem of geography for this museum in the Northeast Kingdom. So that we'll absolutely hold on to. And we'll definitely also, the other thing that has happened throughout the museum field is that the network of professionals and their communications between each other has pretty dramatically increased in order as we all try and help each other through. So in Vermont, we have a four science group, which is ECHO, Montshire, and the Vermont Institute of Natural Sciences. So, you know, the groups like that will continue talking to figure things out for sure.
That's Adam Kane, Executive Director of the Fairbanks Museum and Planetarium in St. Johnsbury, which is an underwriter of VPR and the usual physical home of the Eye on the Sky. Adam, good luck and thanks for talking with us.
Thank you so much, Jane.